I'm back into it now. And I'm looking at some of the latest numbers here from polling numbers for those Republicans running to be governor to replace Gretchen Whitmer as governor of the state of Michigan. Been a long time since a governor lost after a single term in Michigan, but it does happen. It's just been a while. James Craig, leading a poll from McLaughlin and Trafalgar, 31% in one poll, 34.5% in the other. So he has a big lead over the people in second place. Garrett Soldano in one by, 17 points and by 15 points, I guess, or more. 18 points, I guess, over Perry Johnson in the other poll. The chief is with me here. Chief James Craig, good to have you back, my friend.
Hey, Steve, thank you for having me on your show again.
Always good to have you. These numbers have got to be encouraging because I know that money is being spent in this race now by some folks, and some folks have pretty good war chests. So you look at two polls, one giving you a 17-point lead, one giving you an 18-point lead. It's got to be encouraging.
No, it absolutely is encouraging. As I've said, and I probably said it on your show, you know, I don't get overly excited about polls, but, you know, it really reinforces that there's a lot of momentum behind what we're doing and certainly the message. People are craving for change. And, you know, you brought up a good point. You know, people who self-fund in these campaigns, that in and of itself doesn't qualify you to become the CEO of the state of Michigan. People want to look at your life and professional experiences and how does that translate into running the state of Michigan? How do we take the state in a different direction? And really, you're talking about an individual who has been a crisis leader, crisis manager, who has had to do the heavy lifting throughout their career. And guess what? We have a crisis in our state. We have a crisis in our nation. And we need strong, ethical leadership to get this thing done.
What are your biggest concerns, or maybe more importantly, Chief, when you're out there talking to people, the regular folks, the voters of Michigan, what are you hearing? What are their concerns?
Well, you know, number one concern, this came out in one of the polls, economy. Number one, you talk about inflation, talk about gas. You know, Steve, a couple of weeks ago, I suggested we suspend the state gas tax. And certainly I was happy to see that the senators followed that and introduced a bill. Certainly the governor vetoed it. Look, this is not a partisan issue. It really should be a nonpartisan issue. Michigan families are hurting. This will give folks a little bit of relief. But everything has to be so partisan.
Well, let me ask you this.
And so,
the 27-cent
yes.
Rollback of taxes on gasoline, which is what was put on the governor's desk, and she vetoed. Would you have signed that?
Absolutely would have signed it. Again, I'll stress to you, I was one that initially suggested it because it seemed like the right thing to do. It was common sense. And so absolutely I would have signed that bill. But because this is partisan, the senators introduce it, she vetoes it, and for what? I mean, what's in the best interest of Michigan? And I got to tell you, people are sick and tired of partisan politics. They want people, individuals who are truly public servants, not political servants.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing, Chief, and you know this, but here in the next few weeks, we'll be switching to the summer blend for gasoline. That'll tack on 25, maybe 30 cents to a gallon of gas. Plus, demand in the warmer months goes up. That'll tack on another 15 to 25. We could see gas 50 cents higher than it is right now. It's exactly at $4, the average across the state, which means most people in the state are still paying north of $4 a gallon. I paid $4.15 in Brighton.
Yes.
A couple of days ago, I mean, I know the price of gas is high. So if you don't roll back this 27 cents and you have the summer blends coming and the demand increase in summer and oil doesn't seem to be going down, that means we're going to be at about $4.50 a gallon. And this is punishment. It really is to lower income people in the state, isn't it?
That's who's hurting it. And when this administration along with the president, when they said just go out in a very snub and callous way, just go out and get an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So the average cost of an electric vehicle is $60,000. What about, as you said, what about those lower-income families who can't afford that? It's just simply wrong. And you know, we were energy independent. You know, our governor wants to shut down Line 5. What impact is that going to have on costs? They're going to
well,
go up.
We know that.
It's still going to go up.
Yeah, the war on energy is bizarre. I mean, the war on energy is bizarre because they're driving an energy policy that has made America reliant on places like Venezuela now, which is sad. When we were energy independent, we have tremendous amounts of energy in Michigan. And Line 5, Michigan uses more propane than any other state to heat homes. More Michigan residents use propane right. to heat their homes than anybody else. If you cut that off, by next winter, it'll be a disaster. Why do they not see this?
Again, everything is driven by politics. It's partisan. No common sense filters in. It's like, well, if the Republicans want X, then I'm going to go ahead and go Y. It's never focused on the people, and it's shameful. Every decision that's made right now with this governor is all partisan. You know, so you want to throw money at the teachers. Look, I love the teachers. They're like they're frontline employees. They remind me of the men and women who serve in blue. They're frontline. They have a critical job. So you want to throw money at public school teachers for showing up to work. And I got to tell you, that's the wrong approach. Let's be equitable. Let's be fair across the board. I'm not saying we don't get teachers money, but let's do it across the board. Stop supporting special interest groups. Schools, the stakeholders for our children are the parents. They count, not special interest groups. I'm sorry. It's just people are sick and tired of it.
I could not possibly agree more. Parents... And that's why you saw the big change in Virginia. That was a change led by
exactly.
parents who felt they'd been snubbed by their local school board, that people thought they knew better how to raise their children. I think there's a big sea change coming in November. There's no question. Parents want their kids back, and people want their paychecks back, and people want hope back. And that's true in Michigan. It's true across this country. I'll give you the last word.
Well, all I can say is you have to vote in a leader. I mean, a real leader, not someone who is who's been a career politician, but someone who has led, who understands one thing and one thing first. We work for the people. That plain and simple. We work for the people. This can't be about self.
Yeah, you can't forget who the people are. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. The Democrats, not only have they forgotten who the middle class is, I don't think they care who the middle class is anymore. And Chief, I greatly appreciate you being here. Good luck going forward as your polling numbers continue to put you in first place. Well done. We'll talk soon.
Okay, talk soon, Steve. Thanks again.
Yeah, but Chief James Craig, former police chief, City of Detroit, as you know, running for governor. Recent polling putting him up double digits significantly. In the one poll, Garrett Soldano running second. In the other poll, Perry Johnson running second. So we'll keep an eye on it. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.